Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 20th, 2023, through Friday, February 24th, 2023. Monday, February 20th, 2023. Youngstown area attorney convicted of participating in a scheme to steal more than $1.3 million from the IRS. Robert J. Rohrbaugh was found guilty of engaging in a conspiracy to help two men illegally obtain more than $1.3 million from the IRS following a six-day trial. Rohrbaugh was convicted of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States, aiding and abetting theft of government property, aiding and abetting false claims against the United States, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Court documents state that in early 2015, co-conspirators Brandon Mace and Terrace Chanley Baker obtained a bogus tax refund check for a fictitious business by using fabricated tax forms and listing false taxes and expenditures that showed significant tax overpayments. According to court documents, after cashing the refund check, Mace and Baker attempted to launder the money by purchasing several high-end and luxury vehicles. In addition, evidence showed that Mace and Baker used $150,000 of the refund check to pay Rohrbaugh for his services. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. New York woman sentenced for $9.2 million COVID-19 relief fraud. Sherry Joseph pleaded guilty in the Southern District of Florida to conspiracy to commit wire fraud on November 10, 2022. According to court documents, Joseph recruited multiple individuals to apply for fraudulent PPP loans in exchange for kickbacks from their PPP loan proceeds. Joseph used aliases to send the information of her recruits to co-conspirators, who used this information to prepare fraudulent PPP loan applications that included falsified bank statements and payroll tax forms and falsely represented the borrower's entities, number of employees, and amount of monthly payroll. Joseph engaged in a scheme while on pretrial release for separate federal fraud-related offenses in the District of New Jersey. In total, 30 people have been charged for their participation in this scheme in the Southern District of Florida, Northern District of Ohio, and Middle District of North Carolina. All 30 of the defendants have been convicted. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, February 22, 2023. Former Florida CEO sentenced to prison for tax evasion. Jason Corey, a former Jacksonville company CEO, was sentenced to 32 months in prison for willfully attempting to evade the assessment of his federal income taxes. According to court documents and statements made in court, in 2015, and 2016, Jason Corey of Jacksonville was a manager at a New York-based IT services company, and from 2017 through 2019, he was the CEO of a different IT service company based in Jacksonville. From 2015 through 2018, Corey used his positions to cause more than $1.5 million to be deposited into the bank accounts of Gambit Matrix LLC, a shell company he controlled. As CEO, Corey caused transfers to Gambit Matrix under the false pretense that they were payments for consulting services that he had never performed. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. Man charged in $110 million cryptocurrency scheme. Avraham Eisenberg was charged with engaging in a scheme to fraudulently obtain approximately $110 million worth of cryptocurrency from the cryptocurrency exchange Mango Markets and its consumers, and achieved this objective by artificially manipulating the price of certain perpetual future contracts. Mango Markets is a decentralized cryptocurrency exchange that allows investors to, among other things, purchase and borrow cryptocurrencies and cryptocurrency-related financial products. According to U.S. Attorney Damian Williams, Eisenberg allegedly manipulated the Mango Markets cryptocurrency exchange in order to obtain over $100 million in illicit profits for himself. Eisenberg is charged with one count of commodities fraud, one count of commodities manipulation, and one count of wire fraud. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, February 24th, 2023. 23 individuals charged in $61.5 million Medicare fraud scheme. According to court documents, 23 Michigan residents were charged for their alleged involvement in two illegal schemes to defraud Medicare of more than $61.5 million by paying kickbacks and bribes and billing Medicare for unnecessary medical services that were never provided. Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr. of the Justice Department's Criminal Division stated that, as alleged, the defendants and their co-conspirators repeatedly paid illegal bribes and kickbacks so they could submit claims for medically unnecessary home health services through the Detroit metropolitan area, exposing patients to needless physician services and drug testing and costing Medicare tens of millions of dollars. According to Mario Pinto, special agent in charge of the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, those who attempt to defraud Medicare often do so at the risk of compromising the integrity of federal health care programs and disregard the health and well-being of patients. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.